Well, nothing like a good Methodist hymn to bring the Lutherans and Episcopalians together. By the way, next time you have one of these things, could you make a nicer day for me to drive up to New Hampshire? That would be very helpful. Several years ago, I went to the Science Museum in Boston for the exhibit on the human body. Anybody been to that? Or now there's an IMAX movie? It's one of the most fascinating and frightening things you'll see. Inside the human body, the organs on display. But for me in particular, it was the muscle tissue on the arms and legs connected with ligaments to the joints. We just take it for granted when we move our body, but it's a miracle of God. Ligaments and muscles. We often describe the church as the body of Christ. The idea originates in many places, the Eucharist, the Gospels, and in the writings of St. Paul. Here, today's reading. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. Now, a few sentences earlier, Paul had told us that the gifts of the Spirit, did you catch all those gifts? Could you find your place? Any prophets, apostles, evangelists, teachers among us? Usually when I ask questions in sermons, I expect some kind of a response. We'll come back to that again later and see if we can do a little bit better. But a little bit earlier, after listing all those, why? To equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. And here we are in All Saints. We've been looking for you. Now that word equip in its original form is used only once in the New Testament, right here. And it is actually a medical term. It is a medical term that some ancient writers in other scripture, or other writings rather, used to describe the process of setting a dislocated joint. Think of a dislocated shoulder being set back in. It's the same word. Now, a variation on that word gets used in Matthew as to mend or repair nets. The equipping of saints includes repair and mending. In Luke, it is used to make fit, to make sure something is fit or qualified. And in Hebrews, it is set in the frame of the chaos. It is a word used as it's working that chaos into a working order of the cosmos. All variations on restoring or creating the conditions for wellness and wholeness. That is your work, all saints, all sinners. Oh, good, everybody's here. A body is held together by its joints. Are your joints swollen or stiff? Are your joints arthritic or stubborn? How are the joints of the body of Christ at All Saints in Wolfboro, New Hampshire? You can tell the orthopedic is doing well in town. Well, now we have a new twist on the body. Now we have Lutherans and Episcopalians. Oh, my. We might need some WD-40. But this is not the only place where we are gathering to equip all the saints inside the church building as well as outside the church building. We are doing this all over New England, in Massachusetts, in Stockbridge, in Wilbraham. We have an Episcopal priest serving in a Lutheran congregation and a Lutheran pastor serving in an Episcopal priest. In Rhode Island, we're exploring starting new ministries to Latino, Hispanic people in Providence with the Episcopalians. In New Hampshire, why Episcopalians and Lutherans are actually in the same building. In Vermont, we have a ministry to migrant workers together with Lutherans, Episcopalians, and Methodists reaching out to the migrant farm workers in the northern part near Swanton, Vermont, and now here in Wolfboro. I think this is happening more here in New England than it is happening anywhere else in the country. I just came back from Chicago, where we had our conference of bishops, and as part of my roaming the halls and looking for excuses to get out of meetings as often as I can, I would say, "So what's happening with Episcopalians where you are?" With the exception of my brother, Bishop Jim Gonya in Colorado, who had just returned from the Colorado Diocese Annual Convention, where he was the preacher and guest speaker, it's happening here in New England. New England is out in front on this. And I applaud you, the people of All Saints, for taking the somewhat risky venture of calling a Lutheran pastor to serve you. Now here, we Lutherans didn't just slough off some tired, old, stiff-jointed pastor for you. We are partnering with you with one of our finest. I have written here, nimble-jointed, strong ligaments, healthy yoga, Bill Peterson. But you get the idea. It's a metaphor. And he will serve you well. But he can't do it alone. Can he? Can he?
No.
Thank you. Good. Because although Christ is the head of the body needs all of the members, apostles and prophets, accountants and teachers, evangelists and doctors, lawyers and pastors. The body needs all the saints to become the full measure of Christ. A pastor cannot do it alone. A people cannot do it alone. But a pastor and people together can grow up in every way into him who is the head of the body, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.